Pamela Brown joins us now from Washington. Let's talk about this heightened state of vigilance. Officials you've been talking to today, what are they saying about potential threats of attacks in the U.S.? I mean, do they have anything specific?
Nothing specific, I'm being told, but there is this sense, Anderson, among law enforcement officials I've been speaking to, this heightened concern among them for their own safety and for the safety of those they're supposed to be protecting. I think the sense right now is that it's easier, it's more plausible for someone influenced by current events or some sort of terrorist propaganda, and, for example, an extremist who may be on the cusp, to actually act out. So the sense is that, you know, with each new terror attack, like what we saw in Paris, more people will be emboldened to act. That is compounded with ISIS aggressively using social media to get their message out, these threats from AQAP, al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. So as a result of all of these issues, Anderson, I'm being told that law enforcement sources are scrutinizing certain cases in the U.S. that perhaps didn't get as much scrutiny before in the wake of all of this.
All right, Pamela, appreciate the reporting. Pamela Brown, thanks. As always, you can find out a whole lot more on this and many other stories at CNN.com. Coming up, more about what we can learn from this newly released video showing the moments after gunmen stormed the magazine office in that terror attack. Also, stories of survival.